You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right. Atamarie e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei, ki te reo irirangi pōhō. You're on 95BFM Breakfast. In the studio this morning, we've got actor, multi-hyphenate artist, musician, all-round cool guy, Anna Scottney. Kia ora, how are you?
Tēnā koe, kei te pai au, kei te pēhea koe.
Oh, kei te pai ahau, yeah, I'm good.
And yeah,
I'm stoked that we've got you in this morning to chat about a brand new movie called Millie Lies Low, which is directed by Michelle Saville. It's Michelle's first debut feature film, and you star in it as Millie, who we sort of join at the start of the movie having a bit of a crisis on a flight to her future. She's off to New York to have the time of her life at a fancy scholarship, architecture scholarship, but she, for certain reasons, ends up off the plane, and instead of telling her family about it, she decides to hide out in Wellington and try and blag her way back onto a flight to New York.
Precisely. We watch her in a little slice of her life where she's just having a straight meltdown.
Hard
you
out.
Know, she is melting down furiously before our eyes on the screen.
It's such an intense movie, and I mean that in the best way possible. It's hilarious, it's so stressful, it's weirdly relatable. This person is doing the most chaotic stuff, but you're like, that could be me on my worst day ever, you know?
Yeah, yes.
Tell us about this project. How did you come to be involved with Millie Lies Low?
So in 2018, I just moved to Auckland, and I was already a big fan of Michelle's work. So I, during my training at Toi Whakaari at the New Zealand School of Drama, I was working as a cleaner at Les Mills.
Mint?
Les Mills.
Les Mills.
We got to pay the bills on my rate. Anyway, and so that was happening, and Michelle, like, would come in and train, and I was like, and to myself, I was like, I know who you are. You're a filmmaker.
You're cool. I think we've all done that with someone we've seen around.
Especially in Pōneke, because it is like such a little fishbowl, you know, and like there's cool cats, and you're like, I'm familiar with your work and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So anyhow, Michelle, I was training at drama school, and we watched a beautiful short film that she'd made called Ellen Is Leaving, which was sort of like the blueprint of this idea. And that film is about a young woman, Ellen, who's played by the incredible Ty Burden of Blades, and she's heading off, and she's kind of going through a breakup, and she's doing her OE, whatever. So I watched that film, mega fan, and then like eventually introduced myself, like, hey, what's up, I'm Anna, I'm big fan, you know, enjoy your workout, have a great day, catch you up. Swipe to reveal it's 2018, and this opportunity to audition for this movie comes up. I'm on a bus because I can't drive. On the long bus from Auckland back to Pōneke, read the script, cry. I'm like, this
Amazing.
Is fucking sick. Audition, and then we come to shoot it in 2020. The pandemic hits. We're like 3.5 days into principal photography.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that's gnarly. Not a good start to a film, eh?
Not a cute
just
start.
Just a global crisis. Yeah,
just like this little mellow global pandemic. We're just gonna like to stir the pot.
Yeah, just
know?
For fun.
To
yeah.
stir the pot in an already like slightly stressful moment. Like, I tell you what, the thing that I've really appreciated about being a part of Millie Lies Low is just the tenacity that comes from like everybody on the back end, you know, the producers, the distributors, etc., etc., especially when it's coming from like the independent space.
Totally.
Like, and then with the pandemic, you know, it was just like grueling for everybody on the back end to get it lifted up and get it made. So last night was a really dope moment of completion, you know,
absolutely.
For a whole era from the 2018 moment to the 22 moment. 2022 moment.
I was following. Really
you're following. You got
no,
the gist.
No, I know what you mean.
It
didn't even register that you'd said the number wrong, because this is what's so crazy about this film is that there's something, it almost feels a little bit cosmic that you did have this chaotic time to make it in, because it sort of fits the world that Millie sits in so well. Like the energy of this film is super intense, it's super anxious. It is also very funny. It sort of treads that line between the kind of chaos and the anxiety very well. Last night at the Hollywood Avondale, Zoe, you were there, you said the crowd was gasping, there were laughs going on.
Literally was on the edge of my seat.
Yeah.
Literally. hands over my face.
I watched it at my kitchen table and I kept trying to make a cup of tea, but I couldn't stand up to leave, like, to do it. So I was like, no, I can't leave. I have to see every little second of it. What does it feel like now with hindsight, with a bit of space between the making of this film and the viewing of it now? What does it feel like to see this project?
Look, I think that's my favourite thing about being a part of filmmaking is that, yeah, you have this period where you have to, like, fully commit to being an anxious urchin making some miscellaneous decisions in your hometown, and then you come back and, as you say, you can, like, watch it with that space and a freshness. So last night, I think, yeah, I was sharing with Zoe earlier, like, I just was really appreciating the decision making from the other HODs in the filmmaking process.
Nice.
So, you know, I just loved watching Dan Kircher's, who edited the film, his decisions around, like, pacing it in such a way that you kind of do have that relentlessness when you're like, whoa, man, the pace of it is just like gaggity, 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 you know, it really, like, gallops along. And then watching Andrew Stroud, who shot the film, his decision making around lights, and which I think, yeah, the way that the movie is lit is, like, really beautiful. So I guess last night I was sort of geeking out and could sort of almost omit my own ego from being like, ooh, why did you do that in that moment? Oh no, it's so contrived. Oh no, you know, and sort of stop doing that. The self-critic was quiet.
Yeah.
Also, the Hollywood Avondale is such a beautiful cinema.
It's gorgeous,
I'd never been there before. Oh no, I'd been there once before, actually, I lie. Such a beautiful cinema. So I think just the vibe, you know, it really supported, like, a nice buzz.
That's so cool. That's a really
special
thing.
The wholesome nice buzz, you know.
That's what you want when you're celebrating a project like this.
For sure.
It's interesting. I think that's awesome that you were able to have some space to, like, celebrate the whole project last night, because it focuses on you as Millie. This is really, like, Millie's story.
There are other
characters within it. Rachel House plays your mum.
And she's so beautiful.
So cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've also got some amazing sort of supporting cast. Chris Alioso, he's amazing as your boyfriend Henry.
Yeah, he's magic.
There's a really cool sort of constellation of actors around Millie, but she is this kind of, like, gravitational pull of chaos and anxiety. She's pretending that she's in New York to her friends and family. She's posting on social media photos of her photoshopped into New York, you know, Times Square, having a great time. She's camping in the bush behind her mum's house with no clean clothes, you know, scrounging around in bins outside her old flat. It's quite degrading. How did you feel to embody this character? Because she's going through it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was truly a lot of fun. We had a Fast and Furious shoot, you know, I think it was just like 4 or 5 weeks. I think the thing that was kind of crack up as well as, like, yeah, because I'm from Pōnehe, so left, right and centre, you know, sort of, right, running into mates and people that I know who are sort of on the edge of being like, Anna, hi mate, and I'm sort of like, sorry mate, I'm about to be very anxious, and I've just got to scrounge through some bins, I can't, but I'll teach you later, okay, yeah, no, I'm going to that opening on Saturday, so I'll say, oh, yeah, okay, see ya mate, see ya, okay, rolling, standing by, let's go, you know, like, so it was very much that,
it was meta.
Sort of, yeah, it was very much like that sort of whānau feel,
yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, there were a few moments of like, hey, I know, what are you up to? And I'm like, sorry, bro,
camera's rolling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, cool, yeah. So it was quite sweet, and I think, like, alleviated that. I don't know, and I have this weird obsession with method acting, not because I want to be a method actor, in fact, the opposite. I don't know, I have this obsession with, like, Daniel Day-Lewis. but just crazy things like, I won't wear a coat because it's not in the period, like when they're shooting Gangs of New York or whatever, and then the assistant directors are like, bro, you have to put on a coat, like, you're gonna get 100%. Yeah. I won't do it, and then shuts the production down. I'm like, the audacity of it, but for me, I like being like, okay, I'm going to work and we're shooting it, and here she is, and I'll give it my best, and end of the day, like, go and have a beer or, like,
totally
go for a swim, you know. I feel like that's my style.
Totally, and you've got to be able to put a character like Millie at the door, I think, when you're leaving work. Because she's so you know, having this breakdown, basically.
Yeah.
She's so nervous. And she's like a exaggerated version of I think, anybody's kind of identity crisis that you maybe have in your mid-20s.
Yes.
But there is something that is kind of very real about what's happening to her that I think if you embodied that too much, it would be too freaky, you know?
And also there were these, like, eerie parallels between my life and hers, not because I've had a meltdown on a plane, but I have had other meltdowns, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, those moments where you are trying to live into other people's expectations and, you know, you're kind of conning yourself into the notion that it's working out and then your body physically is like, oof, what is going on?
Yeah.
I was about to say something and now I've completely blanked on what it is. It's gone.
It'll come back.
It's gone to the void.
It'll come back.
It will.
One thing I really enjoy about this movie is it's looks at how social media and the internet does impact the way we're presenting ourselves and the way we're trying to, I guess, be in the world. But it's not doing it. I mean, I think there's a lot of media out there that's like, the internet's so bad, you know, everything's terrible. That's not really what this film is talking about. It's just sort of like the thing that's being used to explain something that happens to people anyway when they're trying to live up to expectations.
Patience.
Yeah. I wondered what it was like for you when you were talking to Michelle about this. The script's also written with Eli Kent. What were you talking about when you were kind of having these conversations about that pressure of expectation? Because that's something that literally everyone in the world experiences at some point.
Mm. I would agree with that wholeheartedly, and I think that there is something, like, for our generation and younger, you know, where we are... there's so much noise, in this climate, and especially for, like, my younger siblings who are in their late teens, early 20s, you know, so a little behind us or whatever. And we were talking about when you're in a situation where you need to slow down and buy yourself more time, not having the luxury to do that. We were talking about the mentality, I don't know if it's just like an Aotearoa thing or if it's like a bigger picture thing too, of like when you're 18, 19, 20, Millie's slightly older than that, but you know, you're on the trajectory of just like being forced to quickly consolidate, know yourself, make decisions, execute, excel, you know, these sorts of characteristics that are like pressures on young people individually, as well as, you know, responding to the forces of the pandemic and also the kind of greater zeitgeist about like geopolitical fallout and what's happening in the Pacific and the climate, te mea. So we spoke about that aspect of social media as well as these more like, kind of more of the interpersonal paradoxes that come where you are on the one hand immediately accessible and you're able to immediately access the lives of other people and in the same vein, like, really, really disconnected, which I think...
Yeah.
But interestingly, in approaching it, I didn't really... I think for me, I was more focusing on her headspace generally as opposed to being like, the film is making a comment on social media. And of course, it's, like, really obvious. It's imbued throughout the story and she uses it... to help herself kind of lie. But I think that, for me, I was just focusing on, like, what are the kinds of... What would really justify someone doing that? But we just do it all the time. I don't know if you guys do this, but oftentimes when I'm on social media, I'm not at the moment, like, I pay heed to when friends start furiously posting and kind of creating this orb around their profile where like everything is great and I found that will be the time when I'll like personally check it hard out and be like, bro, you're good. And oftentimes it's like the contrary is like what's actually happening.
Yeah.
Has that happened for you guys too? Like
all the
time. Just reach out to a homie and you're like, hey, like,
what's up? You're very prolific on the gram. And they're like,
and I've been like that too, you know.
Had my heart broken and you're like, okay, sweet.
You're
let's
like,
go for a beer.
Yeah, let's do it. It's making sense. Yes.
Yeah. I think it's a really generous movie because Millie is not necessarily likable on paper. She's kind of a dick to her friends and her family. You make her very relatable and
Thank
I think you,
you
bring the audience along with her crazy caper in a way that is really down to your performance. It's down to the script, it's down to the cinematography, but you really anchor this. And thanks. I think that people will really love this movie. We've actually had a text from someone who said that they went and saw it last night. A++ acting, great all round.
Thank you.
Someone said, what are we talking about? Millie Lies Low with Anna Scotney, and we've got 5 double passes, I believe, to give away, which is exciting. So if you want, you get your hands on those. Text us now on 5395 with your name, your B-card number, and Millie or Anna, you can decide. Anna, what's next for you? Where are you off to after this?
Like, today I
in your life or in today or whatever.
Okay, well, today after this, Taylor and I are gonna go. I'm gonna go and get a second coffee.
Nice.
Because I'm fatigued and fatigued and faded. And then I'm gonna go to film school. Actually,
cool.
Yeah, which I'm really looking forward to.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, and learn how to make movies with Jane Campion.
Hell yes.
Which should be pretty sick.
Congrats.
Yeah, she's running this amazing wānanga called A Wave in the Ocean for a year, and there's 10 of us who are going to spend a year, learning how to get better at storytelling, which I think will be really cool. And then at the end of October, I'm touring a little show that I made called Scattergun after the death of Ruo Moko to the Nelson Arts Festival. Going to walk with the homies on the Hefe. Have you guys ever done the Hefe?
I haven't. It's on the list. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, half of it is closed at the moment, I think, because of those really crazy floods.
Yeah.
Which sucks, but yeah, I'm looking forward to getting outside for a bit, and then yeah, in November we'll go into that that course. What about for you guys?
We're gonna play some tunes and
yes.
Have a good time for the rest of the day.
Yes.
Anna, thank you so much for coming in to chat about Millie Lies Low.
Thank
Congratulations,
you
it's a brilliant project.
Thank you.
Keep those texts coming in for the tickets, and we will pick a winner very soon. We're gonna listen to a Kōtero track now, which is one of your many hats you wear.
Oh.
Which we love here at BFM. This is Forcefield. Thanks so much.
Thank you, B. Have a great one.
Forcefield. I was running hard, I was running hard.
Forcefield.
Running hard, running hard.
Forcefield.
Fell to the ground and I drew blood.
Forcefield.
But I got back up and I ran and ran.
Forcefield.
I got a job to do still way. Put my forcefield up like an enemy.
Forcefield.
I won't let you close, I won't break faith.
Forcefield.
I got my forcefield and I know the way.
Forcefield.
Down with the ones that make me cry.
Forcefield.
Takes me up to the dead of night.
Forcefield.
Calling on my body, then apologize.
Forcefield.
I will not forgive it from now until I die.
Forcefield.
He was dirting on my body, but I don't want love.
Forcefield.
Got a job to do, that's number one.
Forcefield.
So I send him away and I send him
out.
Put that force field up when I had enough.
Forcefield.
I cut off friends even though they're old.
Forcefield.
Had to change tempo, now we're grown.
Forcefield.
Cars beating over big white
roads.
Like arteries, they open and close.
Forcefield.
Ventricle, pump the blood real high.
Forcefield.
I should be still my beating heart. Don't let me break face and fall apart.
Forcefield.
Don't let me break face, oh.
Forcefield, forces, force, forcefield, force, yeah, yeah. Forcefield, forces, force, forcefield, force, yeah, yeah. Forcefield, forces, force, forcefield, force, yeah, yeah.
Force you, force, yeah, yeah, force.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.